We are learning Masechtas Subas, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We learned in the Mishnah, the Shitas Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds that a Shavuya Shaniftis, a Isha that was captured and she was redeemed, Shilacha is that she's still considered a Besula in regards to the Chi of Knas. And even though it was Choshish by a Shavuya, maybe the girl was in Zana with her, but Rav Yehuda sounds like you go, she's Bekdushasa Kaime. And it was Mechlekes Rav Yechanan and Rabba exactly how to learn. If you're Rav Yechanan, the Rehuda holds there's no Takano Safik. A Shvuya is not a Be'ula, she's a Besula. And according to Rabba, we do assume maybe she's a Be'ula, but the special reason is Shlei Yechayt and Niska. So Gemara's Kasha is on Rav Yechanan's Pshat in Rav Yehuda. Great Gemara Kasha, Romile, Rav Papa Rashmul Rav Yosef, Vesava Rav Yehuda Bekdushasa Kaime. Does Rav Yehuda hold that she's still Tahira, she's still B'Kdushasa, but Tanya went to the Braisa. Hagiyaris Shinisgari. The first part of the Braisa is not Negei Kasha. The second half of the Braisa that's Negei Kasha. But Tanya, Hagiyaris Shinisgari. A Giyaris, she became a Ger, but Ra'as Adam, and she saw Adam. Now the halacha is, in Masechtas Nidah, that if Isha sees Adam, so according to one man, the Amam, 24 hours back, anything she touched, we are choshesh, maybe it's Tamei. Because even though the dam, she only saw the dam now, but it could be it came out of the body and was just sitting in the outside in the Beis Hachitzen, it's called. It was sitting in Oysa Makam for the past 24 hours. So she already is Tamei. And anything she touched is Tamei. It's Mitama Me'es La'es. That's the halacha. But here, 24 hours ago, she was still a goy. She wasn't a Jewish. And a goy's dam, a goy is not a nida. A goy is not Mitama Alts. Dam nida, because a dam of a goy is like a dam knanis dam behema, that's what Rashi says. So there's no din that she's tamba like a nida. It's not the same like a nida. So here, what do you do? So Rav Yehuda Eimer Dai Yishaita. The tumah starts from right now. And now, even though Rashi Bavarns, even though she was tabled 3 hours ago, so at least go back 3 hours that everything she touched is tame. So Rashi explains that the only time we made a takana going lemafreya, tumah lemafreya, is only do retroactively the tumah is only if you go back 24 hours. But if there's no takon of 24 hours, like in this case where she was a goy 24 hours ago, so you don't say from the tefillah either. That's Rav Yehuda Shita. Rav Yehuda Shita, Harei Kechal Anoshim, she's like all other ladies, Umetamah Me'es La'es and Pekidah L'Pekidah. She's Umetamah Me'es La'es and from the last check. Now, so Rav Yehuda argues, now Tosfos explains that of course fear Rav Yehuda is not sad that she's Umetamah, she thinks she talked yesterday, she was a goy. So look at Tosfos of Maschel Rav Yehuda. So Tosfos, second Tosfos, Tosfos says, Rav Yehuda the Kama Matam Me'es La'es, Lav Dafka Me'es La'es. It's Lav Dafka that you go back 24 hours. El Kolaymar, B'Toyras Me'es La'es Matam Mishnah Sgarra. She has a din of Me'es La'es, meaning everything that's possible to go back 24 hours, meaning since her Tevila to be a Geiris, all that is Tami. That's the first Machlaikis Rehuda Rehuda in this Braisa. The second Machlaikis is like this. B'Tzrich Lahamtin Gimel Chadoshim. When the Isha becomes a Geiris, she has to wait 3 months until she gets married. Give Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because if she gets pregnant, we want to know if this pregnancy was from the goy or from the Eid after she came a Geiris. We want to know if it's a Zera Hanizra B'Kedusha or Zera Hanizra B'Kedusha. So we're not sure if she came pregnant when she was a goy or when she's a Eid. Therefore, we wait 3 months to make sure she's not pregnant. Give Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Mata Le'ores and also B'Yad. She got engaged, got Kedusha, and is suing right away. So it's like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. What's the Pshat Machlekes? Pasha Pshat Machlekes is that Rav Yehuda holds that by Shavuya Wachoshish, not by Shavuya, by Gieris Wachoshish, that she had beer with her husband, therefore she made her pregnant. Rav Yehuda says, no, we're not worried about it. We're not worried she was planning on coming in Gieris. We're not worried that she had beer with her husband. So the Shaila is, here, it's a Kasha on Gieris against a Shavuya, because we learned by a Shavuya that a Shvuya, we're not Choshesh according to Yehuda that she's Mezana. And here we hear, see, by Gieris, you are Choshesh. So Gemara says, Pasha, what's the Kasha? I'm like, Gieris, a Shvuya Ramis? Gieris, loy minter enavsha. A Gieris has no reason to watch herself. She's married to her guy. Anytime she's coming a Yid soon, but she doesn't watch herself. Shvuya minter enavsha. Shvuya watches herself. She got captured. She's not interested. And therefore, by her, attack is no Choshesh. What type of Kasha is Gieris and Shvuya? So Tosfos on top of it as a kasha, that what was the havamina to medama? We even had a hard time saying it over. What's the havamina to medama? Gieris to shvuya, and even more is shver that even more is that the Rabbi Yehuda himself is b'chalakting Giyaris and Shvuya. Because in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda only argues on Shvuya, does not argue on Giyaris. So Meneu Bey already, because in our Mishnah, he argues on Shvuya that there's Din Knas, and doesn't argue on Giyaris. So Tosfos says that Avad we knew that Chalak Giyaris and Shvuya. We knew that there's a chilek. But the answer is that here, already a few months before she becomes a Geiris, she already knows she plans to become a Geiris. Therefore, she watches herself. So the Gemara's kasha is that you see by Geiris, even though she watches herself, still with chayshah, maybe she was with her husband. So by a shavuya also, even though she watches herself, you see it's possible that she's with the captive. Because the same thing, because she's planning to become a Geiris, that's the Gemara's kasha, that's Gemara's dimyan between our mishnah to my knas. So that's for sure that everyone agrees that Geiris is not a basula anymore. She's married for years before she planned becoming Geiris. That's what's not a kasha for our Mishnah, that Rav Yehuda is asking about Geiris. Because by Geiris, she draws a bula. But here we're handling the last few months of her marriage. There, she's planning on becoming a Geiris. So there's no reason why we should be chayshish. And if we are chayshish, why by Shavuya we're not chayshish? On that, the Gemara answers, there's still a chilek. That Shavuya is less of a chash than a Geiris. Why? Because you're right, she watches herself from a oinus. But on the other hand, they watch herself from being oinus, but on the other hand, the difference is that there could be a beratzin. That by Geiris, there's a tzad that there was a ratzin over here. That there's a tzad that she did a beratzin because she was married. Mashenki, by Shavuya, she watched herself as no tzad ratzin. But now, so that more answered the answer of Geiris and Shvuya. Now the more has a kasha of Rami, Shvuya, Shvuya. I'm going to ask a kasha of Shvuya and Shvuya. That it says in our Mishnah, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yechon Pshat, that by Shvuya we're not Chayshu Shivim Zana. And here we have a brisa, the Tainant and a brisa. HaGeiris v'ashvuya v'ashivcha shenif t'vashin z'gayim v'shtachru yiseris v'ashgim v'sham v'yamechad. More than over 3 years, tricha is lahamtem gimel chadashim. You have to wait 3 months, the Rabbi Yehuda. You have to wait 3 months, that's Avchana. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mate le'ores ve'lenosem v'yad. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mate, right away, you don't have to wait 3 months. So now it's a stira, Shavuya, Shavuya, because here it says clearly that a Shavuya that gets redeemed, before the next time she's married or she has Bia, she has to wait 3 months, because we're worried about Avchana. So you see, even by Shavuya, Rabbi Yehuda is Chayshish, for his nus with the guy. So now it's a kasha, stira, shvuya, shvuya. What do you say over here? So ishtik. So it was quiet. Rav Yosef was quiet. Our Papa Shmuel asked this kasha to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was quiet, he didn't have an answer. Stira, mama, shvuya, shvuya. Omalei, midi, shmila, baha. So Rav Yosef then turns to Rav Papa, who asked the kasha, did you hear something about this? Omalei, yeah, I did hear something. Hachi, omar, Rav Sheshesh, sharuya, sharuya, Ra'ua Shanivala. The case of the second Brisa, whereby Shavuya, after 3 months, is a case where they saw that she was Nivala. So here is a big chash, because they saw that she was Nivala. Break the Gemara, Hachi, my time with Rav Yosi. If that's the case, what's Pshat in Rav Yosi? Amarabam. If they saw Nivala, so what's Rav Yosi? You don't have to wait 3 months. You saw Nivala. What's going on here? Amarabam. Kusav Rav Yosi, Isha, Mizane, Mishameshus, Mach. So we answer like this. Really, Rav Yehuda holds no chash by Shavuya that she was Mizana. Why here is the answer? Edom saw that they were Nivala. If Edom saw they were Nivala, what's Rav Yehuda? You don't have to have Avchana. So Gemara says, Anupshat. Rav Yehuda holds, Isha Mizana Meshemeshes Vamaych. Shalai Tisabra. Isha's Mizana always has a sponge with her, and after Bia, she sticks the sponge in, and that takes away the Zera. Rashi says, Nesenes Maych L'acha Bi'ila V'she'eves HaZera. And it absorbs the zera. So therefore, she stops herself from becoming pregnant. She does something maisa to stop herself from becoming pregnant. Therefore, we're not worried that she's pregnant. Bishloima, someone says, Bishloima Giyaris, understand. Given Daita Lagiura, Minter and Afsha. Since she plans, remember, in this case of this brice, we have three people, Giyaris, Shavuya, and Shifcha. All of them do not have to wait 3 months. So Bishloima Giyaris, given Daita Lagiura, since she plans of becoming a Giyar, Minter and Afsha. She watches herself. And she brings a mic with her, and she soaks up the zera. Shavuya nami, the loyada, they don't know where she's being brought and where she's being sold or anything. Therefore, she brings herself a mic with her. So like Rashi says, shabam la mic rava savra. She thinks dil mamtul agave shol a parkel, and they're going to redeem her. A minter and nafshel shams mic. She's very careful not to become pregnant. Shifcha nami, the Shom Pimara. A Shifcha also, she heard from her master that she will be saved. that you will be freed. So therefore, she knows to be careful. El yoytze b'shem v'ayin, ma'ikel meimar. El yoytze b'shem v'ayin, ma'ikel meimar. What are you going to say? There's, if a shivcha was already a shivcha, no one planned on freeing her, and the master knocked at her eye, what's the halacha? She goes free. So this, she know, yesterday she was mezana yesterday, and she didn't have a mic with her. She wasn't planning on getting freed. So what's going on there? What are you going to say there? Maybe Rav Yossi's maskim. Any case where it's not a planned thing, maybe Rav Yossi's maskim that you have to have avchana, but it's not true. I'm Rav Yossi that Rav Yossi never said that. By case of a meila, hare nusa mafuta. Well, you take out the word mafuta because there she knows what she's doing. Hare anusa de meila. That's a meila. Time to brisa. Anusa mafuta. Tzrichin have to give a chadashim. That anusa and a mafuta have to wait 3 months. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Mati, Laris Masviyad. Rabbi Yossi's Mati right away. Rabbi Yossi's Mati, even by a case of Anusa. By Anusa, it wasn't planned. She was forced. So, there again, Shver, why don't you have Avchana? And you can't say Mishameshes Meich, which, why'd you bring a Meich with her? You can't say she always Mishameshes Meich, that she puts in a Meich afterwards. She has no idea. They were Ma'anasim. So, what's the plan of Rabbi Yossi? Elam Rabbah, so Rabbi Yossi, Isha Mezana, Mesapech, Ezisho Saber. She always turns over in order to take out the Zera. Kadesh Loit is Saber. And the other man, the Amar of Yudach, Hashem Hashem lo nehefcha yafa yafa. Maybe it didn't work. Turning over doesn't get out the zera so good. So maybe it doesn't work good enough to take out the zera. So the problem was saying like this: Rav Yehuda holds that by all these three, you have to have avchana. Why? Because v'chayshish that she had bia and therefore maybe she's pregnant. Even by shavuya, by shavuya the steer to hamisha. Teretz is there was edim ruush and nivela. What's wrong with Yosi by these three cases? We're worried about bia. Teretz is that isha mezana mesapeches. She turns over. So Rashi's mashma goes on all the cases. Kula noises kain. I mean, all the cases, even shein ve'ayin. But Tosis points out that that's shver. Tosis the masla isha, a small Tosis, more to the bottom. Tosis says mahash loy kasha anusa mafuta. Because there, it wasn't. She didn't want this. So she turns over. Miu yoytzev shein ve'ayin moidir abyesi the tzricha lahamten the oisalom tesapach. So Tosis comes out that by shein va'ayin taka, if a shifcha gets knocked out of shein va'ayin and goes out free, there you do have to have chana even for Rabbi Yossi, because you don't have either svar. You don't have a svar of meich, and you don't have a svar of isha misapeches, because there she had no idea she didn't get free the next day. So why should be isha misapeches? But Rashi, on the other hand, says v'kulon oises kain the mask misapeches. Rashi has a mashmayis that even in such a case, she doesn't want to become pregnant because anytime she's nine, she's becoming pregnant. Therefore, she turns over. Hakaponim, that is the end of our Gemara with Rav Yehuda with Shvuya. Zok the Gemara Vayta, and says in the Mishnah, the Makar 4 Kamle with the Rav Mene is the Pasik Veloyi also in Onesh Yonesh. It says that two people are fighting and they kill a Isha. So it says if the Isha does not die, then you have to pay for the Vlodos. Is this the makar for kamle with the rabbi? The hasan nafka is not a pasuk. The pasuk says v'hoyim b'nakayis harasha v'pilah shavit v'kol lefanok dem rishasai v'mispar. And we darshin k'day rishasai. Mashem risha achas at mechayiv v'ayet mechayiv shdeish rishasai. So only mechayiv a person for one einish. You don't give him two einshim. So you have not a makar ready for kamle rabbi. What are you two makaris for? Every the gemara chada b'misa v'mamin. One's misa v'mamin. The pasuk lo yi'asayin is talking about where someone's chayiv misa. In a case where he's chayiv misa, he doesn't pay money, and because of kamei rabbanei. V'chad v'malkus v'mamin. The pasuk k'der is shasta where malkus v'mamin is a choice. You have malkus v'mamin, you don't give him both. It's not a choice. Do you give him both? No. Kamei rabbanei, get the bigger one. We have a chaykes four. Which one is the one you get? Either mamin or malkus. We have a chaykes amarayim before about that. Balak upon him. But the drasha is by malchus amamin. V'tzricha, you need both drashas. The yeshmin of misa umamin. If you told me there's kamli rabbanei by misa umamin, should the ikur even the shaman? You stand there, you shouldn't pay money. You got getting killed. Why should you pay money? And when malchus amamin like even the shaman, ain't malay. But malchus amamin was not told me not getting killed. Maybe the attack is you get both. It's not going to get killed. You get both malchus amamin. Well, it's not sure if it comes. You don't. Who said you parted it? The yeshmin malchus amamin should loy chama yasura. That's the chama dege iser. That's the avera chamura. It's only malchus. So there. We'll give you one. I'm a misa, mom, and the chama yisura. I'm a loy. May have to do both. Tricha taka. You need both pshukim. Vila rameyer. Rameyer holds that loyka mashalim. So when you get a rishasi for? Vila rameyer da loyka mashalim. You do get malchus and you pay money. So tati lomeli. When you get a pasuk there rishasi, akarcha is going by misa, but you need two pshukim by misa. So tomorrow chada by misa mom, and once a misa mom, and the chada by misa or malchus. And the other one's talking about misa and malchus. That by Misa and Malkus, you get Misa and not Malkus, the common rabbinate. One's a Misa Mammon, one's a Misa Malkus. v'tzricha. You need both of them. The yeshvin of misa mamayin, which is the chad of a gufa, chad of minor. If he said misa mamayin, I would say, you know why you don't get both? Because one's the gufa, one's the minor. Le'avdin, you don't do ready. Av misa malchus, the idri of gufa, both the gufa. So you'll say, eh, misa richti. Maybe it's like one big misa. You start with hitting, then you kill him. So maybe there you see you can have both. V'yeshvin of misa malchus, the tarit of a gufa le'avdinon. That two oinchim, the same gufa, you're not going to do. In the chad of guf, chad of minor, one's in the guf, one's in the mamon. Ema navid, maybe you should give both einchim. The pasuk says no tzricha. Definitely the pasuk of lo yasan that you don't get it. Like upon him, we have two psukim, and according to the first Maimon, one's teaching us malchus and mamon and misa or mamon that you only get one. The common rabbinate. If you're a mayor, take a loy kamashalim. They both don't wear a misa. One's misa malchus and one's misa mamon. Now feed rabbanon. Who use it for mamayin and malchus? How does he know misa and malchus? Zok tav toisvis rabbanon malchus and mamayin or misa and malchus tavayu nafke. They both are learned out. There is shasai. The mashman is chayiv behadei malchus misa oy mamayin. If you chayiv to get a malchus, the misa mamayin from risha achas v'chayiv. We have one thing as tav toisvis speaks out, and the alpha gav toisvis says samachle abam yakenu, which sounds like we're talking about malchus there. Lo yisim kol mokayim ilonim yivakolam.
So
he's saying, Pasha, why don't you bring a raya from the Pasha that says, Lo Yosef, not more than 40, it shouldn't kill him. So Teretz says that wouldn't be a svara that you should gain from being a Malkus. If someone's Chayiv Misa, because he's Chayiv Malkus, you should gain from that. That doesn't make sense. And therefore, Avada, you get a Misa. When it's Misa Malkus, you get Misa. So, like a part of that's what we're coming out. The Fira Abanon, you always get the Misa. Misa Mammon, you get Misa. Misa Malkus, you get the Misa. And you know that both, and you know one from Lo Yasa, one from Gerish Shasa. Gerish Shasa, just both things get Malkus and Misa, and by Malkus and Mammon.